Good morning, it's Mitch Banner here with your latest local news from Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News and the Sentinel. Up at GCNM, the developer behind the proposed Coochin Creek Festival site, the Comiskey Group, is challenging a $15 million infrastructure bill from the Sunshine Coast Council. They're arguing that the charge is irrational, in the words of the court appeal, and far exceeds any demand that the venue would place on council infrastructure. Biwa trailer manufacturer Trailers 2000 has entered voluntary liquidation after almost 30 years in business. They've been a Biwa staple for that many years and liquidated to appointed earlier this week. So we'll have a story behind what happened with Trailers 2000. Sunshine Coast Council is also raising concerns about proposed changes to national disaster funding, warning local communities could end up carrying more of the cost of recovering from floods, cyclones and other natural disasters. Well, in brighter news, applications are now open for the Sunshine Coast first ever Chief Star Counter. A cute story, a cute job, follows the region's recognition as Queensland's first international dark sky reserve was announced a couple of weeks ago. I've also got a story about an Alimba family that's rallying around 14-year-old Bella Smith, who's battling a rare bone cancer. Doctors investigate a newly discovered mass in her brain. More than $17,000 has already been raised through a community campaign for Bella. So check out that story. Over at the Sentinel, a Somerset couple say proposed transmission lines linked to the Barumba Pumped Hydro Project could cut through the heart of their 1,600-acre family property near Lynnville, threatening future tourism plans, farming operations and historic family sites. We were out there last week talking to that family, so that's quite a big story we'll have in the Sentinel this week. There's also good news for the Somerset region, with Toogoolawa taking out gold and esque bronze in the Queensland Tourism Industry Council's 2026 Top Tourism Town Awards. And in Moreton Bay, community advocates are disappointed no funding has been allocated for additional shade at Caboolture Pool, despite a petition attracting more than 400 signatures calling for better sun protection. But that story, plenty more across GCNM News and the Sentinel. Pick up a copy at any one of our 80 drops across the region. Pick up a copy from Tuesday. I'm Mitch Gaynor. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting local news. Bye for now.